What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits, y'all. Today's episode is going to be about how no two narcissists are exactly alike. No two narcissists are exactly alike. Before we hop into today's episode, y'all, make sure you hop over to Amazon, check out my self-love journal, I Love Me, a self-love journal by Lee Hammack. Check it out. If you already have the journal, if you don't mind leaving me a good review, I would be greatly, I'm forever thankful, forever grateful, y'all, seriously. But yeah, back to the topic at hand. No, narcissistic people are kind of like fingerprints, y'all. No, you know, there's no two fingerprints. No, there's no two sets of fingerprints in the world that match. No two fingerprints that match. I don't know if identical twins have fingerprints that match. I don't. That's a different dynamic right there. So excluding identical twins, no two fingerprints. No two fingerprints all the same. Just like narcissistic people. I looked it up later, y'all. But yeah, no two sets of fingerprints are the same. But they're both fingerprints. You see what I'm saying? That's what it's kind of like. You get two similar narcissists. Like you get like, let's say, I don't know if y'all follow Ben Taylor. Ben Taylor over at Raw Motivations. He's another self-aware narcissist that does very similar things to what I do, promoting healing, growth, change, and whatnot. Awareness, growth, healing, change, and development. That's what Ben promotes. But me and him are both self-aware narcissists, but we are very, very different at the same time. You know, we both have narcissistic personality disorder, but we present them in very, very unique, different ways. You know, Ben, cool, you know, cool white dude. I'm a just cool black dude. You know what I mean? We're alike, but we're so different. Our minds work very, very similar, but we present it in different ways. You know, so he'll act like I'm more of a, I can be more of an overt narcissist a lot of times. Like my social media platform, I look like an overt narcissist. When I'm out in the world, I look like an overt, outgoing, narcissistic person. Ben is more along the lines of more covert. You know what I mean? So you can get to like, and this happens a lot sometimes too, y'all. You grow up in a toxic household with a toxic parent. Like, let's say you have a toxic father, right? You'll grow up in a toxic household with a toxic, narcissistic father, and you'll find a man that acts, or a woman, or a person that acts just like them. When, like I said, the traits are similar, but they're like two different people. It's like, oh, they remind me of my dad, but my dad didn't do this. My dad didn't do that. So that's what I'm just saying. Like, that's why I don't like, because no two narcissists are exactly the same or behave exactly the same. You know, I can do videos. Y'all see my videos. I can do a skit where some people will be like, my narcissistic ex, or my husband, my wife, they do exactly that right there, Lee. But then some people are just like, oh no, my narcissistic, my partner doesn't do that right there. Because no, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're not a narcissist. I do this, I drink, I do this right here. You might get a narcissistic person that's a vegan health person or whatever, that doesn't drink, that doesn't smoke, but does that not make them a narcissist? You see what I'm saying? You get narcissistic people who have the same, like, the traits are going to be the same a lot of times, y'all. The narcissistic traits are going to be the same, but they're going to present themselves in different ways because people have different upbringings, people, different races, different ethnicities, different religions, different heights, weights, different jobs, different socioeconomic standing, were raised in different socioeconomic households and things like that. You get that it happens a lot right there, y'all. You see what I'm saying? That happens so much in these toxic relationship dynamics. They're like, they're going to present differently. You can have back-to-back narcissists. You can be married to an overt, malignant, toxic-ass narcissist, divorce that person, and marry a covert narcissist. You got the loud, you get the loud, boisterous, toxic ass narcissist, right? But then you go marry somebody like Ben, who's a covert narcissist. But people wouldn't know. People would not know that person is a narcissist. People in my real life wouldn't know that I'm a narcissist. You see what I'm saying? Unless I told them. They see my stuff now. They're, oh, damn, you're a narcissist? I didn't know that. You know what I mean? But people, like I said, you just don't know, y'all. A lot of people just don't know what they're dealing with. And that's, like I said, and it's understandable that you don't know what you're dealing with, because how would you? You know what I mean? You can go from a toxic, malignant-ass narcissist to a covert narcissist. But they're still narcissists. They both act differently, but it's the same traits.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
They just act differently. They present themselves differently. One of my old best friends, super overt narcissist. I'm more of like, when I'm around him, when I'm with him, I'm more of a covert narcissist. I just like his personality just takes over, and I can kind of float beneath the surface and whatnot. So he's super overt. I'm super covert. We have the same goals. We just go about them differently. So you get narcissistic people, we have the same type of goal in mind, power, control, defense and all the other stuff, but we just go about getting them in a different way. You know, you don't get, you know, like I said, you might have your dad or your mom might have presented a lot of narcissistic rage. Your husband or your wife or your boss doesn't do that. Your best friend doesn't do that. They give you the silent treatment. You see what I'm saying? Some narcissists rage. Some narcissists have quiet rage, the silent treatment. Some narcissists pretend you don't exist. Some narcissistic people will put their hands on you. Some of them will just yell and scream at you. Some of them won't do any of that. Some of them will just be subtle. They'll control you with subtle movements, subtle intent, and things like that. You see what I'm saying? But no two are the same. That's the message I try to present to a lot of people, that no two are going to be exactly the same. You know? It's going to, like I said, the personality trait, the traits of narcissism will be the same. How they present themselves are going to be different. You know what I mean? Yes, I'm outside again, y'all. It's beautiful outside. It's just like one. It's just them days. I like to get my day started and doing different things. Or is the same? Or is this the same day from yesterday? You don't know, do you? But yeah, but that's how it goes though, y'all. That's like I said, people are going to present themselves in different ways. Like some narcissists can do a little bit of both, depending on who they're with. You get one. If I'm a narcissist, if I can use narcissistic rage to control this person, I might do that. But narcissistic rage might not work on this new person, so I have to get them in silent treatment. So some narcissistic people, the two. So look, lay out. This can help you as well. Look up the 9 traits of narcissistic personality disorder, the 9 diagnosable criteria about narcissistic personality disorder. Look it up, y'all. You have to have 5 out of the 9 to be diagnosed. So you have 5 out of the 9 traits to be diagnosed, right? So 5 out of 9. Any combination of those 5 out of 9. So you see what I'm saying? Some people are going to have more than 5, of course, but like the minimum is 5. And some people don't have that. Like, you can mix those 5 up. So some of the traits are going to be different. You see what I'm saying? But no two narcissists are going to be exactly alike, y'all. That's why I just try to get the message to people. Like, just because this person behaves differently than that person doesn't mean that they're not a narcissist or not toxic as hell. You see what I'm saying? Just because they don't lie to you and gaslight you doesn't necessarily mean that they're not a narcissist. You see? It's just presented in a different pack. Like I said again, y'all, it's just the same thing in a different package, you know? That's just how it goes in a lot of these dynamics, a lot of these situations. The same thing, just in a different, more unique type of package. Different mindset, different type of thing right there, y'all. So that's why I just tell people, y'all, just be very wary in the mindset or whatever. And like I said, just because this person doesn't present like your ex or doesn't present like your mom or your dad or whoever you were raised around that could be narcissistic, just because they don't present that same way that person does, doesn't mean that person is not a narcissist. Again, just because they present differently does not mean that person is not a narcissist. Narcissist. Sound like James Bond. Sean Connery. Narcissist. But that's how it goes, though, y'all. Anyway, y'all, I'm gonna keep this episode short and sweet and to the point, y'all. I'm so truly grateful for every single one of y'all. If you made it this far, y'all, please go ahead and subscribe. It doesn't make any sense to watch a whole 9-minute video and be like, you know what? He's a narcissist. I'm not subscribing to him. No, watch the video. Y'all, come on now. Because this is what happens, y'all, with any situation. It doesn't cost you anything to subscribe to the channel. But also, the more subscribers I have, the wider the reach. The more that YouTube pushes my videos out to more people to see. So the more people that see them, the more people that we could possibly help. You know, so somebody else in the past subscribed to my YouTube channel, and that might have pushed the algorithm out to find you. You might not have been looking for me, but somebody else subscribed to me, and they pushed it out to you, and somebody else helped you. That's how you can help other people, right there, y'all. You don't have to donate money. You don't have to do anything like that. Just subscribing to the channel can help reach more people in that way, shape, or form. You know, if you own Spotify or Apple Music, hit that 5-star rating, y'all, because that helps as well. Anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.